Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jael Snyder. First responders in Arkansas are expected to be busy this weekend searching for possible victims following yesterday's fierce storm that spun off a suspected tornado that hit the Little Rock area, causing widespread damage. Josie Lenora is a reporter with member station KUAR in Little Rock.
The tornado touched down about 2:30 in the afternoon in the northwest part of Little Rock. Ariel Gutierrez was in the shower when it hit.
I just got out. I didn't know what to do. I heard a loud bang. I was like, what do I do? I didn't know where to run.
Down the road, Michael Robbins was working at a nursing home and helped evacuate his residents. Then several people at a nearby apartment complex.
That's bad. It's bad. It's leveled. Yeah. I mean, you couldn't even see a lot of stuff. All the power lines, trees are down. It's pretty bad. Hopefully everybody's all right.
Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders has declared a state of emergency and activated the state's National Guard to assist with search and rescue. For NPR News, I'm Josie Lenora in Little Rock.
Those destructive storms killed at least 3 people in Arkansas and 3 more in Indiana, where officials in Sullivan County say some residents are unaccounted for. In Illinois, the roof of a theater collapsed during a concert. Authorities say one person was killed and 28 injured. Pope Francis was greeted by applause as he left a hospital in Rome today. As he left the hospital, Francis told reporters that he's still alive and said he will deliver the Angelus prayer tomorrow on Palm Sunday from St. Peter's Square. He was discharged from the hospital after being treated for bronchitis over the past few days. NPR Sylvia Pagioli is in Rome and has more on the Pope's hospital stay.
The Pope had visited the hospital's children cancer ward, bringing several presents, rosaries, chocolate eggs, and copies of a book about Jesus. He also baptized a baby named Miguel Angel, who's only a few weeks old. The Pope has an intense Easter week ahead, culminating with a late-night Good Friday procession and a long papal speech delivered on Easter from the central balcony of St. Peter's Basilica. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
The NBA has come to terms with players on a new collective bargaining agreement. The talks stretch beyond a midnight deadline, as Greg Eklund reports.
The new collective bargaining agreement between the NBA and the union representing players will last 7 years, though there's a mutual opt-out after the 2028-2029 season. Both sides had the option of pulling out of the current CBA after this season. According to ESPN, the new deal calls for finally implementing an in-season tournament, something that's been talked about for several years. It also sets a minimum of 65 games to be played to be eligible for major individual awards. For NPR News, I'm Greg Eklund.
And you're listening to NPR News. The title game is set in the women's NCAA Division I basketball tournament. Both Iowa and LSU pulled off upsets. Iowa beat defending champion South Carolina, and LSU topped Virginia Tech. The two will play for the championship tomorrow. The men's final 4 games are set for today. Florida Atlantic plays San Diego State in the first game, and then Miami plays UConn. Senator John Fetterman is expected to remain at his home in Pennsylvania for a couple of weeks following his release yesterday from the hospital where he'd been receiving treatment for depression. He is to return to Washington, D.C. later this month when the Senate picks back up. Here's NPR's Emma Bowman.
Senator John Fetterman says he's happy to be back home in Braddock, Pennsylvania. He was discharged from Walter Reed Hospital in D.C. after he was admitted voluntarily for inpatient care last month. Fetterman's doctor says his depression is now in remission. Treatment during Fetterman's 6-week hospital stay included medication to manage symptoms. In a statement, the senator said that he wants everyone to know that depression is treatable. "This isn't about politics," he said. "If you need help, please get help." The 53-year-old freshman Democrat will return to the Senate when it reconvenes April 17th. Emma Bowman, NPR News.
Vice President Kamala Harris visited a farm outside Zambia's capital today as part of efforts to highlight ways to secure food supplies amid global warming. The farm uses new techniques and technologies to boost its vegetable crop. Harris is wrapping up her trip to Africa today. She also made stops in Ghana and Tanzania. I'm Jael Snyder. NPR News from Washington.